You probably forgot. It's been a long time, Peter. I'm glad to hear of you. What's the big news? I got a rescue cat. I got him in June. You can go on QRZ. Look me up. N2EO will have a very nice picture of me in the ham shack with the cat. His name is Marshmallow. I got him from the ASPCA. He's very good. He's very outgoing. He likes to sleep with me in bed at night. He loves to sit in my lap all day. He's really a pleasure. Back to you, Peter, and how are you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good, Rich. I'm sorry, yeah, it's N2. Yeah, I just got it mixed up a little bit. I know. And, so very proud of Marshmallow. That's, I always remember Daddy's Rubbing His Belly song from your previous cat. I forgot your previous cat's name. I'm sorry that, of course, by now she's passed because it's been a while. But Marshmallow should be very nice, and that was nice that you, got her, I guess it's her, from the ASPCA. That was very kind and nice. So that's good. You have some company, and that's good. And, yeah, my health has been steady. I finally had a normal summer, and things have steadily really improved since last fall and winter after two rough years. I'm finally on a steady course here. It seems like everything's in remission, and I'm doing fine. And I haven't moved yet, but I definitely will move next year to Florida, probably during the summer or early fall. So it's a little ways away, but it will come before too long, and but not for a while. So. But everything's been very good. And, yeah, you know, I forgot, Rich, how to remove a repeater. I was trying to figure out how to get a repeater removed, and then reinstalled, because I can't get into the WKBQ. I don't know if you know about that or not. Back to you, W2SET.
Okay, Peter, W2SET and 2EO. Well, first of all, where are you? Are you still in New York? Or did you move to Florida? How are you getting in? Are you getting in radio or Echo Link? I don't know anything about W2KPQ. I get on there. I'm not sure if they have Echo Link on there or not, Gab?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm home. I'm still home in Bayville, New York. So, no, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm home. So, I'm not moving until next summer or next fall. So, I'll be here for a while. And, I just can't... It says not logged in, and I've been trying to, I know there's a way to delete the station and then put it in again, but I can't figure that out. I didn't know if you knew, but I'll have to find out or call Richie up, I guess. I just haven't been on here. I'm going through Echo Link on my phone, so that's how I'm doing it. So I'll have to call up Richie because I just can't figure out how to get rid of the station and put it back in, because I'm just not logging into W2KPQ for some reason. Usually they're online, so maybe there's a problem. Back to you, Rich.
Okay, Peter, very good. I had thought you moved to Florida, but... See, I want to move. The problem is, I'm way behind in his taxes. I don't know if I'll be able to stay here or not. And the problem is the house is not in very good shape. So the only people that are offering me money are builders. You know, people who want to fix it up and resell it at a profit. So when I would get to the house and my bills, I wouldn't be able to buy anything else. So it's a real problem.
Yeah, I know, Rich. I guess in hindsight, it would have been better to stay in Queens, you know, where the house was paid off and all this. So I just think it's not so great to be taking on debt later on in life, you know, when you already have a house that's paid off and, you know, that you inherit. You know, it's better to stay put instead of moving somewhere and all these extra expenses. But anyhow, I wish you could look with all the financial stuff and hopefully everything will go well for you as much as possible. Rich, I'm going to sign off because I'm kind of sleepy. I'm going to kind of rest up a little bit before I get up for breakfast. So, so you stay well, and I'll be in here again. And have a good day. I'm glad everything's going well with you, Rich. I'll listen on your final, NTEOW2SDT.
Okay, Peter, I'll let you go. You know, you're a tough duck. Because what you've been through, and you still beat the odds. God bless you, Peter. I'm also in a situation. I keep bouncing back like a football. See you later, Peter. Thank you. God bless you. I wish you all the best. W2FET and 2EO.
Okay, and 3EO, W2FET. Okay, very good. Well, stay well, and yes, keep bouncing back, and yeah, it's good. I have good genes in my family, so that's helped as well. But, all right, well, we'll talk to you soon, and I just don't get up that early, you know, lately, so that's another reason why I don't hear me early on the air. So, okay, I'll talk to you later, and I'll be in touch. N3OW2SDT, and God bless you too. Take care.
Okay, Peter, you have a good day. It's really a pleasure hearing from you. It's been a few years. Come on here more often. I'd love to speak to you. W2FET and 2EO clear.
Okay, you too. Rich, yeah, it's always great hearing you too. So take care and keep up good health as much as possible. Take care now.
Good morning. I am heading down to the motor vehicle department since what I'm supposed to do online, which would save me the trip, I can't do. It won't let me. So I am going there myself. This is interesting. I got to renew my registration.
You got to renew it? On the Ford.
It expired yesterday. And I forgot about it. And, you know, you could be new online. But, I've been trying and trying, and it won't let me do it. For whatever reason, I'm not sure what's going on with their system. So I'm just going to go there myself and pay the fee, because you got to pay for it. And, you know, redo it here. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Now, I guess if you get there early enough, the line will be minimal in the beginning of the week. I guess they're not going to have a big crowd.
I'm going to the one in Massapequa. That's a lot faster than Garden City.
The one in Garden City is just... That's the one south of Old Country and east of the Meadowbrook, right?
Yeah, it's off of Zeckendorf Boulevard over there. I've been there before. Yeah. No, the one in Massapequa is much, you know, it's much faster. It's much smaller, too. I don't think there'll be a big line anyway, so I want to take care of this. Yep. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. That works for me. I'm just headed west right now. I got to make a stop in Garden City.
Okay. Very good. Hey, you want to hear a little power supply, troubleshooting thing that I'm working on? This is an interesting supply. It's made by Yaesu.
Oh, okay. What you got?
It's a switching supply, and it's used to supply a solid-state Yaesu amplifier. Yaesu makes a solid-state amp that puts out 1,000 watts. And this supply actually is made by a different company. It's not even made by... Yaesu doesn't make it. It's made by a company called... now I've got to remember the name. RF Enterprises, something like that. Anyway, you can tell it's not a Yaesu product. So they incorporate the supply. Anyway, the supply puts out 48 volts at 50 amps. So you got high current and you got pretty high voltage, because that's what powers the amplifier. And it's a very complicated design. A lot of stuff in this thing. Switching supplies are not easy to fix unless you have the right equipment.
Yes, I am sort of familiar with the power supplies for their low band KW's PA.
Yeah, so there's a power factor correction board which is not working properly. What it does is it boosts the line. It just takes line voltage. What they do is they rectify the line voltage immediately. So, and you can operate it either on 110 or 220. And that'll determine the power output of the amplifier. Because that'll also determine the voltage. So you have a choice. But they rectify the line, with a bridge rectifier, and then they bring it into this power factor correction circuitry. Stand by, I got a phone call. Stand by.
I'm going to sip. WB2ZSC.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
WB2ZSC, if you're still there. WA2CDF. Alright, WA2CDL is listening 8-5.
Good morning, Andy, KD2KNH.
Good morning, good morning. Stand by just one second, I just want to adjust something here. All right, I just wanted to get my navigation right. How you doing?
Hey, I guess you're playing with the car navigation system.
Well, I already have it set up. I just have to go to a certain address, and I have it put in, so I want to get the fastest way. Yes, I'm on the Southern State, and I'm in traffic. Southern State is what I call rubber banding. You know, it speeds up, and it slows down, and it speeds up, and the whole thing. Normally, I'm not on the road at this hour. I was supposed to go into work today, but I had a change of plans. I got to take care of some things, so I'm going to... So I'm going there now to do what I gotta do, and then... So, that's it. It hasn't rained yet. They said rain for today, so that's a good thing. I'd rather not see the rain.
Yeah, I agree. And, I think they're predicting rain all week, but we'll see what happens. You know, they're only right 50% of the time or less, so, that works to our advantage.
Tell me to get off at exit 32 south. That's where I get off. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least I had a chance to clean my driveway. I bought a Sears Craftsman yard vac. But this was an expensive one. And it does a very large area. It's good for parking lots. And I used it to clean up all the acorns that were all over my driveway. Did a nice job. And it doesn't take long. It's on wheels. You just keep, you know, he's like a lawnmower. He just, like cutting the grass. I cleaned up everything, and you know what I could do now? I was thinking I can return it, get my money back, and I got the job done.
There are lots of people that do that. Oh. Well, yeah, well, where are you going to store it? Remember those leaf rakes they used to have? I mean, when I was a kid, they used to have them. It was like a big rotary brush, like a real lawnmower, and a big bag behind it. You push that to pick up leaves.
You talk about a lawn sweep? We had those for years. Lawn sweepers are good, too. Yeah, I could buy a whole mess of garden tools if I wanted to. I was going to get a thatcher. I want to thatch the lawn, which, you know, gets rid of all the dead grass and everything, and then, you know, gives it room to you know, reseed and everything, and, you know, and I got one of those Scott's seed spreaders, and you put seed down, and actually, this is the time of the year for it, so, because these gardeners, all they do is they bring these big blowers with them. They blow everything around. So I don't want to blow things. I want to vacuum. I want to clean things up. Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. A lot of people would do that. You know, they buy something. Because I was going to rent one, and I couldn't find any place that rents these things. This particular vac. So I figured, you know what? I buy one, use it, return it, and then I got the job done, and that's it. It's a one-time thing. But knowing me, I'll probably keep it. Maybe I'll rent it out to other people. Because you don't see them too often. Not this thing.
Well, in the spare time, you can knock on neighbors' doors like we did when we were kids doing doing driveways in the wintertime. Well, at least you got the job done. That's the important thing. And like, lawn stuff, there's no end. It's like another hobby in itself. You could spend a zillion dollars on that hobby. Just keeping your lawn green and trimmed.
Yeah, believe it or not, I like gardening. Meaning that I like not planting vegetables and things like that, although I could do that. I could make a vegetable garden if I wanted to, which I really should do. I like getting on my hands and knees and pulling out weeds and, you know, making things. There's just something about it, like getting back to nature. And when I was in my teens, I used to do lawns. So I used to edge and trim and cut and, you know, the whole thing. But I like to keep things manicured because it blends in with the scenery and the neighbors. there's one house around the block from me, and for some reason they don't touch their lawns at all. It is just full of weeds, and it's like knee high or even higher. And people mention, you know, how come these people don't have a gardener and manicure their lawns? Because it's not a pretty sight, really. So at least mine is manicured, so not bad. But all my neighbors use gardeners. I'm now one of the few that are not. So that's the way that is.
All right, yeah. I mean, I think we all did lawns when we were kids. And that's what's wrong with the youth today. They don't do any work at all. Except their thumbs, on their phones, texting and playing games. But yeah, I would have thought your neighborhood would have had like a code enforcement for anybody's lawn that gets too high or whatever. I know by us, if somebody's lawn gets 6 inches high, they'll be knocking on their door.
I don't know if there's a code. There may be. And I never looked into that, actually. But one thing we are complaining about, which even I've complained, is the street itself has to be repaved. And I've been in my house for more than 20 years. Actually, no, just coming up on 20 years. And it's they have not repaved the road since I've moved in. And the road is falling apart. It has been for years. It the asphalt is so bad. Grass is actually growing, and weeds too, in the street, because it's crumbling. And what they've been doing to fix it is just doing a patch job here and there. But it's really disgusting. There's my car just passing. I see more of my cars now on the road than before, and they're the same color too. My car is a twin. You know, and it's really something, you know, for the taxes that we pay. How come we can't get the roads paved? I mean, I don't understand that.
Well, the only way you get taken care of is, get everybody on your block that lives on that road to call in or write in and tell them they want something done. Because, you know, if you don't complain, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
We've done that. Luckily, I'm friendly with my neighbors, and we've spoken about that to a number of different people on the block. They all agreed. And I've called in, and other people have called in, but it doesn't work. So, I guess eventually, but who knows?
I mean, even if there was some kind of a list, and they could say, okay, you're slated for this time, but to just go 40 years without repaving, sounds kind of crazy.
Yeah. I know. You know, all of a sudden my GPS says rerouting. First it said exit 32S, 32 South, which is what I want. And I'm only up to exit 28. And now it's rerouting? I didn't change the location. So I'm using a... have a look into that.
KD2KNH. Well, it may be that it's rerouting because of traffic. If you've got traffic, you know, if it has that feature where it monitors traffic. Or sometimes they lose connection with the satellites, too, and they reset.
A radio check, Barry.
Yeah, it probably did lose satellite, the GPS signal. But it still says rerouting. It's like stuck on this now. Now I gotta reset it. Sometimes that happens. I've seen it before.
All right, did you program your phone into your radio with Bluetooth?
No, not yet. I'm not using my car's GPS, which of course I could do. I'm just using my phone right now. Until I get things set up. So, I still have to, I'm still learning the car. Once I gotta spend some time doing it. I've just been so busy. All I'm doing is driving the car and not learning how to use everything.
Well, I think everybody does that. You know, you get a new car and nobody reads the manual. Unless you want to, you know, like I said, program your phone into Bluetooth so you can just, you know, receive your calls through the radio. That's a convenient feature.
Got a radio check, Barry. Put a radio check, Barry. Where'd you go, people? Go for the left.
Okay, so I had to hit start again and... Now I'm back to where it was before. Yeah, so I did lose the GPS. So, take 32S. 32S is Amityville. That's 1.6 miles away. So I just have to touch the screen. But I don't like doing it while I'm driving.
It's a good idea, Barry.
Understand.
Don't do it.
Well,
yeah, Barry.
Well, you have fun in Amityville. I'm just about to pull into my first stop for the day, so I'm going to have to sign. You have a good day, Andy. KD2KH clear, 73.
Okay, catch you later, Barry. Catch you later, Barry.
Talk to you next time, WHCDL. See you later.
Catch you later, Barry. Catch you later. Catch you later, Barry. Catch you later.
Just say good morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, Ron. I was just stuck on a phone call, so I couldn't get to you any faster. How you doing? It's a nice day out there. You know, I was not sure, so when I went out to walk the dog this morning, put the sweatshirt on there, but it was kind of like a warm day.
WB2CS. Good morning, Steve. Well, it's 70 degrees, but there's no sun. Looks like it's going to rain any minute. I may get some showers later. Go ahead, Steve. Pick it up and get back to Richie.
Oh, I'll give it to him, all right. Hi, Ron. How are you? Yeah, it's not supposed to start raining until after 6, so they say. Although there could be spotty showers around the area.
They have been off so much, particularly in timing. So they tell you it's going to rain late in the day, and suddenly something happens. The wind speeds up. Maybe a lot of jet planes fly and pull the clouds with them or something. And then suddenly it's raining 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it wasn't supposed to rain until 8 o'clock at night. Crazy stuff. Ron?
Well, as usual, we've been having crazy weather. 90 degrees one day, the next day. It was 54 degrees in the morning. So we went to Echo Park Pool that Tuesday. Monday was 90. And it was so cold in there, so someone said, well, when I came in, the windows were open.
So I don't know what time the help comes in, but they should have closed the windows and put the heat on. So I mentioned it to one of the workers who was the manager at one time. He says, call up. That's all I could tell you is call up. And I did, and I got a song and a dance for an answer. Well, it was 90 degrees yesterday. Well, it's not 90 degrees now. See you.
Yeah, I guess they just don't understand the weather can change moment to moment.
Yeah, well, we have the same thing here. It was a week ago, it was a question of whether to leave the pool open because we were expecting some hot days. So I think, was it Wednesday that we hit 90 and Thursday it dropped down to 60? So, yeah, not pleasant stuff. Ron?
And there has to be some flexibility with an organization, which I've dealt with others. Well, on the calendar, we have it scheduled to put the air on at this time, at this date, and the heat at this time, and so on. I said, but you got to be flexible. If the weather is not cooperating with schedule, at least be considerate of people, especially all the senior citizens that go there. So I don't know what they go by, if they have a schedule and that's it, but I didn't get much response. At least it made sense. But I said to them, you got to get a lot of phone calls. Steve.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I recognize the name of the pool that you were talking about. I just can't remember where it was. I can't remember if that's the one in Hempstead or the one over by Roslyn.
Town of Hempstead Pool, and it's in West Hempstead on Nassau Boulevard. Richie?
Okay. I'm thinking the last meeting at Levittown Hall, they had the air conditioner on, and either it was not functioning or non-controllable or something. It was really cold in there. And I think the weather, I mean, it was still September. It wasn't a particularly hot day, but it was freezing. And we had to call the attendant to see if she could shut down the system, but I think she only had control over part of it. And it just made it kind of interesting. But, you know, you're right in the sense that somebody should have recognized it. Also, if they left the windows open overnight, that makes the place, I guess, accessible. And, you know, I'm not sure whether that's alarmed or anything. But, yeah, somebody should have had some common sense there. Ron?
Well, that's the byword. It's common sense, and it plays into almost everything we deal with. The people don't have common sense. Oh, but the rule says this, and so on and so forth. Well, sometimes the situation dictates something else, and you got to use a little knowledge. You don't have to be a college graduate to realize, well, now I really should put the heat on. I don't go by a date in my house with a thermostat to put the heat on. It was cold. Oh, it's going to be cold tonight. I put it on, and sure enough, the heat came up in the morning. And that's the way it should be, Steve.
Yeah, see, like out west, if they would have done that, they would have had 40 inches of snow inside their building.
Yeah, I actually have some friends that have turned the heat up now. What was it, Saturday morning maybe, or Friday morning? There was such a chill in the house that they put the heat up. KTKMB, Ron.
Oh, well, at least some of us have common sense. I'm pulling into the parking lot. Everybody have a good day, and Tuesday, juicy. Go ahead, Steve.
And take it easy, Ron. WB2ZSC.
Yep, have a good day, Ron. Is traffic any better?
Well, I tell you, I went up to Clearview. It was fine until I got to the expressway. Then looking at the other side, they had traffic stopped, headed south. And the southbound traffic was backed up. And, of course, there was a little bit of rubbernecking. Apparently an accident occurred. And then when you got past there, it jammed up headed north because everybody was getting off at 35th Avenue for some reason. I have no idea why. So I'm able to take it up. I'm going to jump on the Cross Island eventually. Although that exit appears to be a little bit backed up. And, you know, I'll deal with it.
All right. But when you're at that point, does it make any sense at all to take Northern Boulevard? you know, to whatever point west you want to pick that you want to go to?
You can, but it's somewhat heavy at times, and there's all the traffic lights.
Well, tell them to stagger the traffic lights. Yeah, it's, you know, Long Island traffic is just crazy. And when I went to the Tempest yesterday, John, not that it was heavy traffic on the LIE, but it was substantial traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. You know, where are those people going?
Coming to a flea market.
Yeah, Stephen certainly would have wished that. But, yeah, look, I assume there's a, you know, there's a whole bunch of working people on a Sunday. You know, life doesn't stop just because it's a Sunday. But, you know, heavy traffic, crazy.
Yep, I agree with you.
And it does look like it's kind of overcast. And they said heavy rain tonight, I believe. Yeah, I think you said that anyway. But it looks like it's ready to start any moment.
No, looks are deceiving sometimes.
Well, according to the weatherman, the weather has been deceiving all of the time. It is, this has really been a bad year for them. I just, you know, some years they seem to get it right, or their percentage is pretty good, or like someone says, you get it right one-third of the time in baseball, that's worth $1 million. But this year they just seem to not know what's happening. Whatever they say, you can always almost count on the opposite. H-U-K-N-D.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be that far off.
Oh, I don't know. They predict, like I said, rain at 9 o'clock in the evening, and it comes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There were days they said no rain, it rained heavily. Days that they said it's going to rain heavily, and you got nothing. But it just seems this year was one of the worst for, what do we call it, prognostication?
Well, let me give you an example. WB2ZSC. Okay, my take on what they were saying was they got a cold front coming in later in the day today, and they expect it to start raining at about 6, you know, in that area. But, you know, then again, it could come in quicker, it could come in later. Okay, and it's supposed to be, you know, raining overnight. Now, on the other hand, my wife tells me, expect rain for the next 4 days.
And who are you going to believe?
Well, their take on that was a possibility of intermittent the next few days. Not, it's going to rain for 4 days.
Well, technically, if you had rain for like 10 minutes tomorrow, you'd say it rained on Tuesday. And 10 minutes on Wednesday, you say it rained on Wednesday.
Well, you know, going by that theory, then, if you were in Florida, you could say it rains every day.
Yeah, it does. And just in case you don't have rain, although it has been dry there, but if you don't have rain where you live, you can drive 5 or 10 miles away and hit some rain clouds somewhere.
But they used to say, if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes.
Yeah, once we drove across Alligator Alley to Naples, and it was in and out of rain clouds. Bright sun, rain. Bright sun, rain. Unique. Definitely unique.
Never argue with a wife. They know everything. And rainy season in Florida, it rains every afternoon, but as a rule, the rest of the year, it's not like that. And to ION, Steve. Oh, you, back in the box. Oh, don't get back in the box.
Yeah, actually, Jeff, you left later than I thought you were going to leave yesterday.
No, I didn't, actually. I left at 8:20. At 8:20, I had to be home before 9, so we could head out to Mattituck.
Did you look for the ice cream place?
Now, things got so crazy. There was, there was like three, six, seven, there were nine of us, and it was like everybody wanted to go in different directions. It was crazy. So we wound up going back to Dix Hills to my son's house, and he barbecued some ribs, and we ate.
All right, very good. Glad you had a good day. Steve?
No, I'm just winding my way onto the Cross Island, I hope.
And I'm back, WHCDL Mobile.
And there's Andy. Hi, Andy. Yeah, hopefully you won't hit any traffic, Steve. Go ahead, Andy.
NWP2EAV is here.
Hi, Ed. How are you? Well, I'll tell you what. Since Andy snuck in before you, I'm going to let him have it.
Just came from a motor vehicle in Massapequa, and I was in and out in 5 minutes. Very, very quick. I guess if I went to Garden City, it would be a lot longer. So, and apparently, they were telling me why I couldn't do this online, because I wanted to redo online. It has to do with the fact that I have a ham plate. Some things are being they're changing some things. I don't know exactly what. New plates out also, which I may get later on. And I want to get the new driver's license, because the one that allows you to, you know, for identification for airports and things, I got that, but not today. Hello to Ed. I'll give it to you.
Good morning, all. Andy, a minor suggestion. When they get the new driver's license, they have this top-of-the-line license for an additional $30 fee. That really only comes in handy if you want to go to Canada or Mexico. But I figured, even though I have no media plans to do so, I got it figuring because one of these days they're going to add some other stuff on top of it, and I don't have to go through that all over again. And if you have a passport, that is your ticket to admission. Otherwise, it's going to be an absolutely gut-busting experience. Did I hear Jeff in there?
Jeff, I passed it on to you.
Oh, okay. Another repeater went off in my ear. Very good, very good. All right, Richie, you might tell me what you spent money on yesterday. And kind of like that. I bought a couple of connectors and a set of leads for a VOM. And that was all I bought yesterday. Rich?
Okay. Well, there was some interesting stuff there. I mean, you know, not a lot of vendors, but enough that there was some interest generated. I didn't buy anything. But it was good to look at stuff. I'm going to sign, let my voice rest for a little bit. Steve, go ahead and pick it up, and then I guess from you it'll go to Andy, and I'll catch you later. K2K, Andy.
Okay, see you later. And, I don't know, somebody asked me how the traffic was before it. Back to being heavy again.
That was me. I was just saying, I hope you don't hit any traffic.
Well, that would have been nice if you were right. I don't think Steve could handle those traffic. Ed, it's shaking my head. You're so used to driving in traffic. I think not having traffic would be too much of a shock for you.
Once a road warrior, always a road warrior.
Oh, I deal with it, Ed. I just prefer not to have it.
Of course. Everybody knows that. I'm just pulling your leg. Andy?
Okay, I thought I heard Harvey out there. W-H-U-A-A-E. Was that you? W-H-U-C-D-L.
I didn't hear Harvey.
Okay, I couldn't tell. All right, very good. So, Ed, I understand what you're saying. I'm going to get the new license, driver's license anyway, you know, for future trips. It'd be a good idea. stuff. I am leaving this week to New Hampshire, and I'm sure that I don't get any tickets. So I renewed my registration. So now I'm safe. And they give you a put in the windshield until you get the permanent one in the mail. The one that goes on the windshield itself, so. All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Andy, I have a question. Do you have a passport?
An old one that is expired. I need to get a new one, which I can easily do.
Reason I'm commenting is my experience has been with that stuff with the Department of Motor Vehicles. A passport, bringing a passport when you have to do stuff like getting these new licenses really, really greases the skid. I don't know if they would take an expired one or not, but I will tell you, having a passport made my experience and the SYL's experience an order of magnitude better than those around us.
They will not accept it if it's expired and take to UPS.
That's true. I'm in the same boat. Let me drop it a second. Mine expired. I need to renew it. And, the new license. I'm renewing my license in January, so I'm probably going to wind up going for whatever I'm advised to get. And that's the story on that. Good morning, Rich. I'll give it over to you. Take a full turn. I'm going to sign. Wish everybody a great day. N2ION. Ciao.
All right, Jeff, 7-3, and I just upgraded mine. I did go for the full enhanced. Not that I have any intentions of driving it to Mexico, but you can use it to drive in and out of Canada. It's not good for flights between the countries, but it is good for driving across the border. I figured just in case I want to go up into Canada, it'll just make it easier. So, but I had the problem where I was using my Social Security card, but because I had laminated it when I got it how many years ago, the ink started running, and they wouldn't accept that. So I had to go back home and get some other stuff. But always fun. Let's see. I think, Steve, if you're still there, over to you.
It's funny. It says right on there, not to be used for identification.
Isn't that right? And meanwhile, they're giving driver's license away to all the illegals or undocumented, and yet they run us through the ringer when we're trying to renew on.
Don't make me comment, please. Anyway, I got it enhanced the first year it was available, and I went to renew it last year, and I asked them what they needed. But they just said, bring yourself, you know, because I had gone through the whole thing. And I get there, I go, oh no, you need your birth certificate. And I got up to the line, and I go, you don't need your birth certificate, you already got this, it's just a renewal.
Yeah, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. By the way, I forget who made the comment, but again, enhanced with no specific reason. I just have a suspicion one of these days they're going to put some bar requirements on the enhanced, so I figure for this way I only go for the hassle once. Am I right? Am I wrong? Time will tell. WB2EAV, over to Andy.
Yeah, good morning to Rich, KGUBS. How you doing? I haven't spoken to you in a long time. You know, in a not too distant future, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just saying this in a funny way. Like they put chips in animals, so you can track the animals down. They're going to put chips in people. You know, you'll go through this little medical procedure. They'll put something in. They'll be able to track you and follow you. You'll know exactly. They'll know exactly where you are, what you're doing. Actually, you know, it's funny I say it, I'm laughing, but you never know. It may wind up that in one day it's going to happen. Maybe not in our lifetime, but in the future. You know, you'll be tracked. But anyway, I eventually want to get a new driver's license, the one that's enhanced, for that reason that you mentioned. So, and I understand that, too, they have a new license plate, and they just had this on the news that they're coming out with another.
plates.
Andy, I don't know where you are, but you broke up in the end. And by the way, your nightmare scenario is already here. It's called your cell phone.
It's done through the machine automatically. All right, I don't know who gets it next, so I'll give it to, Rich, UPS, back to you.
All right, KT UPS. And I want to sign up, too. There's a office building near the old Grumman location in Bethpage area where you can go and sign up to get the pre-pass, you know, like permanently put on you, so it's not like, well, you got it for some flight and not for others. That always kicks me. You know, I get it going down to Florida, coming back, they give me the whole rigmarole. Well, I became a terrorist as I came down here. Oh, well. But, you know, that licensing stuff is fun. Who knows what kind of requirements they're going to put on it later on. But always good to have an up-to-date passport and license in case you got to skip town. Steve?
Yeah, just overall easier to go through it now. But I had to dig up my birth certificate, which I didn't have. And I happened to be in Manhattan doing a service call in the building where the health department was, and I got copies from them while I was there.
Steve, you don't have a passport?
No, I've been meaning to do it, but no. The only thing I have that resembles a passport is the enhanced license, which is good only in certain circumstances.
Yeah, Canada and Mexico. Okay, I'm surprised you didn't have a memorably bad experience getting enhanced without a passport. Andy, you mentioned your nightmare scenario of putting chips in people. That's already happened. It's called your cell phone. The fact it's outside your skin instead of under your skin is just a detail.
Yeah, do you remember the song from Zenger and Evans?
Yeah, but the chip, you can't leave it home and walk away without it. Your cell phone, you could. So, it would be interesting that they do that. So, I should really renew my passport because I haven't used it in years, and I do have one, and I believe I could do that at the post office, if I'm not mistaken. I remember seeing a sign that says passport renewals also, and I do have my birth certificate and all my social security and all my documents in a file, so I know where that is. And I keep, and also, just like you, Steve, I have mine, both of them laminated so they sort of to protect them. But I was told from thinking back, I needed my birth certificate or something, and they said they wouldn't accept it because it was laminated. And I did that only because I just wanted to protect it. It's the only one I have. So somehow I was able to get around that. All right. Let's see, who else? Who else? Who gets it next? Ed? No, Ed. You gave it to me. Rich, KQPS, sorry, WHCDL, go ahead.
That made sure I got the beep, KQPS. And talk about implants, they're already doing it in some places. Some companies have it for ID purposes. You know, some are actually doing retina scans, too. I know when I go to my doctor now, they changed over to a new health company or umbrella that they're under, and it reads your palm, but it's not reading your palm print or your fingerprint. It's reading the blood vessels beneath your skin, which is kind of interesting. So if you pass out in the doctor's office, they can put your hand on this thing and still pull up all your medical records, which is kind of weird. But, fortunately, that hasn't happened to me yet. Steve?
I guess that's okay as long as everything is pumping fine.
If you're dead, you're required to have an enhanced ID.
No, I had a sign, something about notice the employees. We've been finding people falling dead on the job, which is not acceptable. I got to find it and show it to you.
Let me see. Is it driving?
It's yours for Eddie.
Yeah, I have a comment for Andy. You said about my comment, but yeah, you can leave a cell phone at home. I don't think you realize how wrong you are. Organizations that have high security and do not allow cell phones in the office are finding applicants turning down secure jobs for that reason alone. You have to leave your cell phone outside the office, and they consider that ground to turn down an otherwise excellent job. Andy?
Oh. A big O. What you're saying is, if you're applying for a job, they don't want you to have a cell phone with you? They don't want you to carry a cell phone? Is that what you're saying? I just want to clarify that.
I'm talking about jobs that involve military security.
Okay, so for military security, they do not want you to carry a cell phone with you if you're applying. Is that what you're saying?
You cannot take it into, quote, closed areas, unquote. They have little cubby holes outside said closed areas. So you're not too far from your phone. If you want to go outside to go to the bathroom, you can check your phone. But you can't bring it into a closed area. They're too easy to compromise and make them into boats.
Didn't know that. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Something I just didn't know about. And, you know, while we're on the subject, and I'll repeat what I heard, and I mentioned this before, you know, regarding, you know, cell phones and security and everything else, you know, I just, with the newer cars that have the backup camera, which, of course, mine has, it was mentioned, but I didn't confirm it, as of 2018, any new car newer than 2018, which is, you know, last year, so 2018 moving forward, when you get your car inspected, they're going to check to make sure your backup camera works, and if it doesn't, then you don't pass inspection. So that's the new ruling, I understand, the new traffic or safety laws. That have changed over the years. If you, obviously, if your car is older than a 2018, then you're in the clear, even if you have a backup camera or don't. If you don't have it, then you don't have it. So, something that I didn't know of either, and I just found out about. So there's always changes. All right. Thanks, Ed, for that information. Rich, UPS, over to you, WHCDF.
KTUPS. What he's saying before about licenses, too, and license plates, I don't know if you're talking about the new one that Cuomo was supposed to cram down everybody's throat and make us buy them at the next time you register your vehicle or renew your registration, but that deal fell through because so many people were really ticked off about that. And, yeah, so they might have new options available that you can get if you want to, but the one that they were going to force down our throat did not pass. So I'm very happy for that. The whole reason supposedly they were pushing for this was that the new design made it easier for the cameras to scan you and make sure that you get your tickets when you run through red lights and when you go through the toll booths and stuff if you don't have an easy pass. But which is bunk because I get tickets now and I don't have the special plate, so they work just fine, Steve.
Yes, it's a financial thing for the state, I'm sure. WB2CSE. But you know, hey, I know when you get new plates, you do wind up paying for them, but that should be your choice.
Take it, I'm here.
WB2EAV is
clear. Everybody have a good day.
And to Iowa with a comment.